34, 35
like that.
It is Tuesday, March 19th, 7:52 p.m. We got an early start today.
Earliest start ever in history.
Let's clap it up. No, we started last week.
Oh, back-to-back weeks, we're on time. We're on it.
I like this. I like this early time. Now I can go home and chill.
Chill?
Yeah, after.
You're going to get home like 9:30.
No, but I'm saying before that, I was getting home and having to edit and everything, and it took me a long time.
Yeah. Whatever you want to do, man. I support you in anything you want to do.
But big weekend for March Madness coming up.
Thursday, right?
Thursday night.
Well, it starts tonight, too, the first four.
Well, yeah, those are just to get in.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's ever going to be a day someone from the last four.
That'd be sweet. I think the farthest it's been is a Sweet 16.
One of those teams?
I think so. Because, ironically, when we had Kwanzo, Tennessee had Kwanzo, we went to the Sweet 16.
So Tennessee's that team?
But we were one of those teams. There's multiple. But I think that's I think the Sweet 16 is the farthest. Don't quote me, because I could be wrong. But let's talk about some stuff, because there's an elephant in the room. And me being the ball knower I am, I want to talk about it.
Oh. Is this your cooking?
This is my cook.
Okay, cook. Here we go.
Michigan State should not be in the tournament. That's one. Virginia should not be in the tournament. That's two.
FAU should not be in the tournament. That's three.
I think FAU sneaks in barely.
Mm-hmm.
Auburn should not be a four seed. They should be a two, at least a two. That's me starting off here. Now, let me tell you why Michigan State shouldn't be in the tournament. I took some notes. I was bored at work. Because one of the arguments, one of the old boys from the selection committee went on, I think it was this morning, maybe last night, talking about why they picked Michigan State in over some certain teams. His reason was wins against quad one teams. Well, Michigan State has three quad one wins. Let me name you some teams that missed out on the tournament that has more. Providence, 6. Seton Hall with 5. St. John's, 4. Villanova with 4. Butler with 4. Now let's go into the strength of record. Okay, Michigan State, 51. Providence out of 42. Seton Hall, 39. St. John's, 44. Indiana State, I threw this one in here. Indiana State at 38, which they were like a bubble team as well. Butler fell behind with 43. I will say I gave Michigan State this. Their strength of schedule was 14th, so pretty high up there. We'll give them that. Granted, you know, Big Ten I think is obviously a little harder than Big East in some ways.
In a lot of ways.
A lot of ways, yeah. And then another argument was quality wins. Well, Seton Hall, Villanova, Providence, Butler all have more quality wins than Michigan State does. So you can't tell me that Michigan State deserved to be in the tournament. In my opinion, I think is all BS, and I think it's them writing, you know, Coach Izzo in his, you know, history.
I think Coach Izzo's legendary.
He's a legendary coach. Don't get me wrong in that.
I don't have a problem with getting to Michigan State. I like Izzo.
I like Izzo, too, but I think this is a down year that they shouldn't have been in the tournament.
I mean, Michigan State barely squeaked in.
Huh?
Mississippi State barely squeaked in, too. I mean, they just had a good run in the SEC tournament.
Yeah, we can dive into that, too.
Yeah, they just
we can dive into how, you know, old Jill Lenardi saying that, you know, if Tennessee does a good run in the... Let me finish before you say something. If Tennessee does anything in the SEC tournament, then they'll get that one seed. Okay, Auburn wins the whole thing, and they get a four seed. So I guess this tournament didn't matter at all, you know, in my opinion. It didn't matter at all.
It's okay. Everybody's further down the bracket. There's nothing we can do about it.
No, it's there. It's there.
Auburn could be should probably be a top three. I agree. They won the SEC. Between the ACC and the SEC, those are the two top conferences. So, kind of hard to argue. But it is what it is.
It is what it is. At the end of the day, it is what it is.
People are gonna. I think it's a lot of it's money.
Oh, 100%. They want the better, the what will bring more viewers.
Yeah, and where are you gonna put? Who's gonna take? What team that's a two seed now is getting the boot? Tennessee? Are they in the boot?
No.
From Auburn.
Not getting the boot.
So I'm saying. So what?
Iowa State's not getting the boot. I do think, I'm not even saying two seed. I think they should have gone a three seed at least.
So Kentucky's getting the boot?
I mean, the way that, I'm not saying we did any better than Kentucky, but the way Kentucky performed in the SEC tournament, yeah, I think they should get the boot.
What about Illinois?
They won the Big Ten. Did they win the Big Ten or did Wisconsin? Am I tripping? I think Illinois won.
Illinois.
Fact check me on that. I might be absolutely dumb here. I'm not amped up on Celsius, so brain's not functioning quite right.
Illinois.
Illinois is the Big Ten champions. There we go. Sorry, that was my rant. I'll let you...
Illinois.
That's just how I'm feeling. I'm a little upset, as a lot of other people are. But like I said, I don't make the committee. I'm not a part of the committee. I don't make the tournament bracket, but I do have a voice. And I think somewhat of a voice of reason. Okay. For being honest.
You have freedom of speech.
I do have freedom of speech. I think I got a very honorable and respectable...
What about the Virginia argument? What did you have for that?
I just think Virginia's a bad team.
They're pretty bad.
Okay. I was expecting some statistics coming.
Yeah.
I don't know how you put Virginia there. I'll be 100% honest. But
they're the play-in four game.
They're the play-in four.
Yeah, which they'll win.
Another thing is I don't know how Boise State's a play-in four. Granted, they are a 10 seed. Mm-hmm. You know, it is what it is. I don't think they deserve to be a play-in. This is another thing. How is San Diego State a 5 seed when they're not even one of the top however many teams in their freaking conference? How are they 5 seed?
They're losing.
Riddle me that.
Can we get some UAB love? We went to a game.
UAB is the American champions first time.
That's crazy. UAB Blazers. Yeah. UAB Blazers. UAB, we called it. We did call it, but we called
it. We're a bunch of ball men.
I think that's the game. We went to the game. We went. That's Cinderella team.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of Cinderella teams. There's them. There's McNeese.
McNeese is just...
Drake's kind of
How about McNeese and Gonzaga playing? Our two favorites.
We did pick those too.
Gonzaga's definitely gonna win, right? Because I picked them.
Go to the preview.
We could go to the preview.
I'm looking at the preview right now.
No, the preview, brother.
I'm looking at it. I see the score. 82-74.
That's crazy. The preview goes over everything.
I'm just saying Will Wade is a dang good coach. I will say that. I'm being completely biased here because he is a Chattanooga boy.
What are you
boy.
Doing, dude?
I don't know, but this man's spinning on it. How do you scroll down?
There you go. And I know you probably have some bias, even though he was short-term lived at LSU.
He's the guy that was going to bring them a natty one day, hopefully.
He should have.
Should have.
Dig could have, should have, would have.
Just did some bad things on campus.
See? I told you 84-72.
That's points per game.
I was telling you the score of the game because I can read the future.
Now he's mind reading here.
Yep.
I think that is my most anticipated
game to watch.
That or GCU and St. Mary's.
Obviously, I'm repping Lopes. That's my alma mater.
That game's late.
Lopes up. I'm going to be up for that game. I have to.
You always
Well, it's late. Only 7 there, right?
Yeah. Billy's right. I'm always up late anyways.
Yeah, but the thing is... He's
always traveling, too.
He's a world traveler, if y'all know this.
Guy's been to every single state in the world.
Hey, you want to hang out this weekend? No, I'm in Arkansas. I'm in Kansas. You be roaming.
I do. I'm a nomad. I will say that. I think I live the life of George Strait in his song Troubadour.
Troubadour.
But
are we ready?
Yeah, we're gonna have a little fun here, do a little bracket.
We'll go down by each.
I don't know how this is gonna go just because I think we all have different opinions on it. But
I always make one bracket every year. I'm not a big hoops guy, but I always make one that Tennessee wins.
Have to.
You gotta make like 4 or 5.
Speaking of, I just wanted to show that as a testament to how good Tennessee has been the past couple years. 5 years straight, we made a tournament. Just want to throw that out there. So Matt, have fun at the NIT, baby.
And shout out
the women's mocks made it too.
The lady mocks did make it.
Yeah, and the women's. But I think how
first
we should
game.
Do this is we're going to go by first, go east, two. South, and then we'll go to the bottom half of the brackets.
Are we going by tallies?
I think the majority wins.
Okay. We got two. Okay. Yeah, what's the tiebreaker here?
We're going to throw the meanest right hook.
We flip a coin.
I like that. Okay.
Flip a coin. UConn versus Stetson, I think this is a no-brainer.
Yeah, I got
you.
Don't want
thumb wrestle no more.
I got you.
No, sir. I think that's an easy one. UConn's going to... Stetson's not scare anybody. Glad you could make it out this year, but...
They did. Yeah.
All right, FAU Glad Northwestern.
UConn
winning it all.
This
is a tough one.
This is one, but I like Northwestern, but... You go to the preview and see what their ranks are, BPI.
You got Purdue.
We're going off feeling here.
We're going off feeling? Oh, okay.
I hate to say it. I am feeling FAU in this one.
I thought FAU.
Even though
we just went on a rant. I just went on a rant about this. I'm feeling FAU in this one.
They got an opportunity that foots in the door.
Mm-hmm.
You're the deciding vote, sir.
For FAU?
Or Northwestern?
I take Northwestern.
Bless.
Okay. So,
okay. Flip a coin.
Flip a coin. So I'm pulling my phone. Hey Siri, flip a coin.
We didn't even pick what was heads or tails.
Heads. FAU. Tails. Northwestern.
Okay.
Heads. Yes. FAU.
Yeah.
Hey Siri, flip a coin. It's tails.
So Northwestern.
Northwestern.
All right, I like that. That's a good little. That's a good UAV. Symbol.
Or go. I think we just need to go.
We all got it right. We all got it right.
No, I don't have an opinion. Auburn.
Auburn.
Auburn. BYU or Duquesne?
We play at a Mormon church on Thursdays, so...
So we gotta go BYU.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie. Go to their preview and look at what their top pointers, top scorers are. Scroll down. I'm riding with Day-Day.
Day-Day? That's for Duquesne?
Duquesne, yeah. I'm gonna go with Duquesne here.
I'm gonna go with the Mormons.
I'll go with the Mormons.
Even the Mormons.
Dang, that sucks. That hurts me.
Morehead State. They're deadly, I'm telling you.
I know. I like Morehead State as well.
I think it's an upset.
I'll get on the bus.
I like it.
I'm going.
Sorry, Drake. You're not voted. I'm gonna go Washington State here.
Drake's best player, filthy. He can't carry him the whole way, but he can carry him for one game.
I'm riding off Washington State here because I tripled down and they won me a lot of money.
Go Wazoo.
I'm gonna go a little Wazoo action.
Give me Drake.
So we gotta flip a coin.
Heads, Wazoo, tails, Drake.
Yep.
Hey, Siri, flip a coin. It's heads.
Tail.
Come on, baby.
I'm gonna go Iowa State here.
Iowa State's a guarantee.
Are we gonna keep going, or we're just gonna go to the other side?
No, we keep on working on this.
Yeah,
work on this. Okay. We're still in the East region. Now we're in the round of 32. Excuse me, of the East region. UConn versus Northwestern.
I'm taking you.
I think UConn has pretty much a walk.
They got a walk in the park.
Go Blazers.
This is where Eric Gaines,
shows out.
His time comes to an end.
You think so?
Yeah, I got Auburn.
Auburn. For real.
You still riding the Blazers?
I'm going to ride the Blazers here. Let's flip a coin. Let's flip a coin.
You ride the Blazers?
Go Blazers.
Hey, Siri, flip a coin. Tails.
Okay. All right. I'm not mad with it.
I'm overriding.
I'm not mad with it. I'm not mad with it at all.
Can I override?
Override. I just flipped a coin.
Nah, that's fair. We got to stick
with your guns.
We got to stay with it.
BYU versus Morehead State.
Morehead State.
Wait, you know, what was it? It was a 12-year anniversary of Jimmer Fredette, right? Is that what it was?
Jimmer, that it is. I've been riding with Joe Kissman for the BYU.
I'm going to ride with BYU this one.
Okay.
What about you, Will? Oh, I guess Jack's Cougar, too.
Oh, that was three.
Never mind. Iowa State versus Wazoo.
I want the Cyclones.
I'm going to go Cyclones here.
Okay. Respect it. I'm with Steve.
Yeah, I think that's a general.
All right, let's get them to the Elite Eight.
Auburn.
I'm taking Auburn on this one as well.
I'm taking Yuckin.
UConn?
Flip a coin. I had UConn winning it all.
Wait, why am I? I'm tripping. I won UConn. My bad. Okay. I don't know why I said Auburn. My fault.
All right, BYU versus Iowa State. All right, now, since we're at the Elite Eight, do we want to pick who's going to the Final Four, or do you want to wait?
Let's wait and get to some...
So we'll go to the Elite Eight. We'll go up to the Sweet 16.
What happened to the Sexy Six?
The Sexy Six?
Is that even... That's not a thing.
Just all of them playing one game. It's like an all-star game.
Houston's going to... Versus Longwood, that's going to be a breeze for Houston.
Texas A&M.
I'm going to Nebraska. I'm riding Nebraska. Their point guard.
Linsanity, 2.0?
Yeah. I'm going to Nebraska. Your selling factor, Will.
Give me the Huskers.
Come on, Al.
Damn. We've been rolling with the Huskers all year.
The whole year. Yeah,
give me the James Madison
Dukes.
I'm
going Dukes.
They're deadly. I'll tell you they're good.
I'm not getting anything here.
Duke.
Give me my man, Jeremy King.
Sing it, Jack.
Two days into college, and I'm three lectures behind. Give me
Give me the Red Raiders.
I like NC State.
I'm going NC State.
So we got to watch them play this weekend.
We
got
to flip a coin.
They got that big dude.
He was a Tennessee transfer also. FYI, I just want to throw that out there.
He played at Tennessee?
He did.
Okay, so heads, Texas Tech.
Yep.
Tails, vice versa. Siri, flip a coin. Heads. It's heads.
Yeah.
Man, I wanted that run.
Give me Rob Dillingham, the dog.
I think, did you see when they got put in the tournament, everybody cheered and this is his Rob?
Somebody said he was just looking, he was just shifty looking
you
there.
You know, sorry to interrupt here. I will say Cal said they're sticking with their starting five. They've been the whole year.
I think that's even deadlier.
If they want to win a game, they need, and I'm saying this, they need to start, they need to start Rob Dillingham and Reed Sheppard. Leave Antonio out there. I don't care. Run a smaller lineup.
I think
Rob's
a
bucket.
I think Rob coming off the bench is deadly. He's hot off the bench.
Yeah, but they're starting. If imagine if they started hot, they get up, what, 10, 15 points just with Rob and,
yeah,
and old Shep.
Shep's a dog.
Shep's a dog.
Obviously,
I'll say it.
Coach Calipari is the professional, and he's doing what he knows.
I mean, he's coaching.
So we're taking
Kentucky. Yeah.
Florida versus Boise State or Colgate, is it?
Yeah. Now, here, this is why I don't like picking until they're done. Because, obviously, I think
that Boise's, changes.
Yeah. Florida's, I forget that dude's name, the compound fracture. There was compound fracture this past weekend in the SEC championship.
Oh, then is he the best player?
I don't know if I don't know much about Florida, but I know he played. So that's why it's kind of iffy on this one. I'd personally pick Boise State if I could pick between the two. Colgate might win.
Do you want to roll the dice here?
Just flip a coin.
Flip a coin and
or just, do you want to, as in roll the dice as in just say it's Boise State?
I'm going to say Boise State.
So Boise versus Florida?
Yeah.
I like Florida still. I'm going to say Florida.
Okay. All right. I'll take the overall. Are you going Florida, I'm assuming?
I was going to go Boise.
Oh, okay. Let's flip a coin then.
I want to make it interesting.
Hey, Siri, flip a coin.
Because then our whole bracket could be shattered if Colgate wins. Sorry, exactly. Sir.
Hey. Hey, Siri, flip a coin. It's heads.
So, Florida. All right. Like I said, I'm not mad with it.
Marquette
with the easy dub.
Thank you.
Houston versus Nebraska. Now, I feel like this game would go down the wire. Especially if Nebraska's...
If Nebraska's hot. If Nebraska's shooting.
I don't know, but
I will say this.
Houston's been a one for a reason.
I've doubted Houston the whole year. And every time they've proved me wrong.
I'm going to go with Nebraska.
I'm going to go Houston on this one.
Okay.
I'm going Houston as well. Go Huskers.
Okay. Flip a coin. It's got to be tails this time, right?
Hey, Siri, flip a coin. It's tails.
Oh. All right, Nebraska.
One seed lose.
You know who I'm going.
I'm going Duke.
I'm going Duke as well.
That's all we need to hear.
Kentucky.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go Kentucky as well on this one.
If it was NC State, I would have NC State beating them. I really would.
Yeah, definitely.
I really would. The way how they're playing, they're hot. And if they go to that small lineup, that guy's going to dominate.
Oh, yeah.
Florida versus Marquette. Not Quette. Excuse me. I think Marquette is not going to win. That's serious.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think they're that good. I watched some highlights the other night. They just play a very weak conference.
I like Shaka. I like Shaka a lot. What's his name? Still might be hurt, right?
I don't know. I don't know if anything was hurt. I just watched their highlights, and they're playing.
I'm going to go Florida on this one just because.
I'll go Florida as well. I want an SC matchup.
All right. I think this is where the Cornhuskers get husked.
I like
that. Jerry McCain sings to victory.
And then they just get blown out. I think Kentucky 40 points them. I'm not going to lie to you. I think Kentucky absolutely steamrolls them.
I would say Florida beat them in Rupp, I believe. I know this is a neutral site.
This is March.
And it's madness.
Yeah, it's March.
It's very mad.
Calipari is in his own, in his bag.
He doesn't care about the whole year until it's March.
Yeah. North Carolina, it don't matter who comes out of that game, North Carolina's going to wax the floor with them.
Yeah.
I agree with that. Armando Bacon is on his 17th year in college.
Give me State. Give me State on this one.
Mississippi State.
No doubt.
Mississippi State.
Hail State?
Hail State.
I'll take
Cal Bell and all.
Lopes.
This is where I think we're going to argue because I think St. Mary's is going to absolutely beat the Lopes by about 10
points. I don't think we need to argue.
I'm going to be honest here. I mean, like I said, I've watched.
Yeah.
You came to a game.
I've been to a game. It's electric.
It's a great environment.
We have not
made it out of the first round ever.
What's it called? The private?
Private Christian Affordable.
Affordable. That's
we've not made it out of the first round ever.
But you know what those things don't help you? Win basketball games. Give me St. Mary's.
We've only lost, four games?
It's the whack, brother. It's the whack. You think they're beating Gonzaga? St. Mary's plays with Gonzaga.
I don't even think Gonzaga was a great team this year. though they were second.
You think besides Gonzaga?
Besides St. Mary's and Gonzaga, who's in the Western Conference that is even comparable to them two?
I'm just saying. You think?
Give me the Lopes.
You think GC?
Give me the Lopes.
Give me the Lopes.
No argument about this. Give me the Lopes.
We're in on you, William.
Come on now.
Gotta do it this way. That's horns up. This is Lopes.
Lopes up.
Lopes.
Thumb up.
Lopes up.
What sound does an antelope make?
It usually gets shot. So it's
now this Alabama Charleston game, there might be 400 points scored.
It's gonna be a high score game.
If I'm anybody in the betting world, hit the over.
Yeah.
Hit the over.
Give me Bama.
I still think Bama gets out of there.
Hey, one man army.
Yeah. This is the biggest upset of the year.
I'm taking New Mexico.
Even New Mexico.
I think they're favored, though.
Still an upset.
It's an upset, but
I don't care about the favorites. I see 11-6. I'm giving New Mexico.
No, it's Colorado, not Colgate, right? This is Colorado.
Yeah. Colgate's down there.
I had a feeling.
You're right. Colorado. That might switch some stuff up.
We might have to go back. We'll go back over
we'll fix it.
The tail flip decided anyway.
But we were basing it off of Boise State.
Yeah, if it was versus Colgate.
I'm still riding Boise State, actually. I don't care. But let's finish this up. Dayton, Nevada.
No, Baylor, Colgate.
Baylor, Colgate, my fault.
We're taking Baylor.
I'm taking Baylor as well.
Taking Baylor. Sicker. Give me Dayton.
Give me Nevada.
Okay.
Give me Nevada. Nevada.
Nevada. Sound reasonable, fake.
Give me Arizona.
Give me Arizona by a landslide.
Sorry, Long Beach.
I did see they were talking about a potential matchup against Arizona and UNC again.
Mm-hmm.
Caleb Love going to play against his old team.
Possible.
I would love that. That'd be awesome.
But I don't think it's going to happen.
Let's go and just keep advancing these Tar Heels.
I think the one team that's been able to beat the teams that no one thinks they could beat, State.
I don't care. Give me the Tar Heels.
I'm riding UNC here.
Okay.
Heels.
I'm riding them until they face these Lopes.
Exactly.
All right. See what Tar Heels it is. So I'm going to go Alabama.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
The delusion has to stop here.
It doesn't stop. They're winning at all.
The Lopes are being Bama.
Oh my god.
You heard it here first. The Lopes are being... It's going to be a high-scoring game as well.
Okay, I think with Lopes.
I think Gabe McLaughlin's going to be in his bag.
Oh my god.
He's going to be in his bag.
Wasn't he bagless Gabe?
He was. He's in his bag now.
I heard some people call him bagless Gabe.
Now he finally found his bag? He found a stride.
He must have got
found a stride.
Been like Pookie and found his bag in Paris. Got a Birkin bag. You don't know who Pookie is, everybody.
Gabe is Pookie.
Get on Instagram.
Gabe is Pookie.
Is Pookie
is looking absolutely
divine.
This is a quintessential outfit.
Quintessential outfit.
I couldn't tell you what that means, but it's a hard word.
Yeah, quintessential.
No, right. I'm sorry.
Give me the Bears.
Give me
Arizona.
Whoa! You're going too fast.
I kinda like New Mexico on this one.
Some elite guard play. Baylor got them guards. New Mexico got some guards.
Every time I bet Baylor, they've lost. That's why I've got a
grudge. I'm going to go Baylor.
I'm going to go New Mexico here, but if...
I went Baylor.
Give me New Mexico. Like
a dog. Okay, hold on.
Flip a coin.
I'm already decided. I know
Siri,
it's going to be
flip
tails.
A coin. It's heads.
Oh, my gosh. No way.
The Lobos.
What if we cook up the most perfect bracket here?
Are we taking the wild
card? You know we get paid, probably.
Yeah. How are we splitting that? Four ways?
I get all of it. Sorry, decision, my computer.
Arizona versus Nevada.
Arizona.
All right, scroll up. North Carolina. Okay.
I think we need to stop now.
I think we got to come to our senses.
If Gabe McLaughlin plays Amanda Baca, he's about to be Gabe-less,
bagless
Gabe again.
Arizona. I'm right in Arizona.
This man is a New Mexico fan. The Lobos.
Let's go Lobos.
I'm going with the Wildcats.
Arizona.
There we go. He's got some sense.
The Cinderella runs over.
All right, next side of the bracket. Purdue's going to smoke anybody.
Dubs.
Montana State versus Grambling.
Intel.
I like TCU.
This is the one team that I actually don't know much about.
And I didn't even know they're good.
Me neither. That's why I'm going to go Utah State, because I've actually watched some Utah State games.
I'll go Utah State.
Okay.
Give me Gonzaga.
Give me McNeese.
Give me McNeese.
Give me
dude.
Will. Give me
I'm riding with my team.
Exactly.
Oh.
Oh my. If the tail. If Siri fails us.
Fail him, Sarah. Siri.
Heads or tails.
Oh my!
Let's go!
Can we override that, please?
Come on,
Jackson! I'll let you override me. I'm telling you,
no.
McNeese is gonna win. I'm telling you right
Jack,
now,
Jack. If this is the one that loses,
give me the Jayhawk.
If this is the one that loses, Jack, I'm just saying.
That's too damn bad.
Give me Kansas.
Kansas in a landslide. I know Samford's close to us, but not that close.
I'm gonna give Samford a pity pick, even though because I'm not ruled, but I'll pick Samford just because.
Yeah. Give me them South Carolina game. Cool, yeah. Against Orlock.
Yep, I'll take the Gamecocks.
Another chat town coach.
Lamont.
At least one gets past the second round.
Yep. Exactly.
Why do we have two? We could have chat UTC squared up in here, but you're just Gonzaga.
Look, man. Don't hate. Appreciate.
That'd be a great put on.
When Gonzaga beats the living crap out of McNeese.
We're just going to pretend you were licking an ice cream cone.
He was vacuum sealing Gonzaga. What you mean? Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Creighton or Akron?
Creighton. You don't want to ride with the Zips?
No.
I think this
Give
one,
me Texas.
I'm going to pick Colorado State. I'm going to pick Colorado State hoping that they make
it. I'm not going to lie. I think Virginia's going to win. I think Virginia's going to win this first round.
I do, too.
Dead serious.
So, how does that work?
I'm going to go Virginia.
But we picked the opposite. So
it's still the same?
Yeah. Okay. So, flip coin.
Right, what did they pick? What could you pick?
I picked Texas.
I go Texas.
Siri, flip a coin. It's heads.
God, can we get one? Siri, can you please just get
you
one?
You want to just, or go double or nothing?
Yeah, get double.
No, because that means you're not confident in your pick. That's not, that means you're not
I'm
confident.
Just giving y'all a chance, man.
No, it's okay. Chances. It's okay.
Right. Okay.
Majority rules.
I think, whoa.
You're getting out real.
Yeah, I was getting out real.
I will say.
You can give your piece of info.
I will say this, though. There is a chat rat playing for St. Peter. See what CCS, saying. Big Mike. Shout him out.
Shout out.
Also, Zakai's little brother's playing for St. Peter's as well, Armani. He's not little, though. He's 6'4". So
he is a little brother.
Zakai's little brother is
6'4". He's a half-brother, but yeah, he's 6'4".
Oh, they give you St. Peter's.
Okay, well, you're still
done.
You're still getting over.
Okay.
I wanted your info, but
Purdue.
Hey, I'll take Purdue
on this one as well.
Purdue.
I'm going to go Kansas.
Zane.
Give me the Bulldogs.
Give me some Jayhawks.
Yeah, flip a coin here. This has
got
to be.
Who you got,
one.
Siri?
Heads or tails? Tails.
Here we go.
No!
There you go. Siri's actually right for once.
Overrule it.
No. That's how it works.
Overrule it. All right. Here
South
we go.
South Carolina or Creighton. I like Lamont Paris to get to the Elite Eight. No, the Sweet 16.
I like South Carolina.
I like that.
I'm going to go Creighton, but I'm overruled. I want Creighton just because I want a Tennessee-Creighton matchup because I've got a bunch of friends from Omaha. So
go ball.
Omaha, Nebraska.
Give me Tennessee because
oh my God, this might, I'm not even lying. Can we fact-check this? This might be the first time that Matt's actually picked Tennessee on anything. I'm not even lying.
I think Tennessee's played the school deaf and blind. He would pick deaf and blind.
Kansas.
Purdue.
Kansas.
I'm not even lying.
Kansas.
Give me Kansas.
Go Jayhawks.
There we go.
You know, before we make this pick, you know something me and Lightning have in common? We don't strike twice in the same spot.
Give me Carolina, baby!
I knew it.
Somebody said that Purdue is like the Dallas Cowboys of March.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
Give me Carolina. I know I'm about to get overruled because we got some boys up in here.
I'm going to go Tennessee, but I think we get beat by Kansas.
Yozal.
So, I'm going to write that. I think we get beat by Kansas.
All right.
We are on to the Sweet 16 or the Elite Eight.
Okay, we'll start with the East. UConn versus Iowa State. This is where it's going to get iffy.
I like the Cyclones.
I'm still going UConn.
I like the Cyclones as well. Will.
UConn. All right.
Heads or tails? Tails.
Let's go.
That's an absurd pick by Siri.
Kentucky.
Duke. I'm going Duke.
I'm riding with Duke.
All right. We going left or right first?
We'll go left, right.
Okay.
I'm still riding with Tar Heels.
I'm going to go Arizona on this one.
I'm going to go with Unk. Well, not talk a shark.
You with Carolina.
Boom.
That freaking hurts me.
Kansas.
Go Vols.
I'm going to go Kansas on this one.
I'm letting the Siri decide. Give me the Vols.
Okay. All right.
Heads or tails? Hold on. See, I'm not sure if I understood that. Heads or tails? heads.
No, it's over.
It is. That's a fact check me. That's a great run for the Vols. That's a great run for the Vols.
The Blue Bloods
hopefully
are in there except Iowa State. They are not a Blue Blood.
You know, I think we'll talk about it after we do this pick.
This isn't a bad looking.
It's not a bad looking Final Four. I like that. No, I think some might get shaken up here, probably. But where we going left or right for this? What we think?
Yeah, we'll just keep it left.
Go left or right.
I think this is where Iowa State's run.
I'm gonna go UNC as well. In this.
I agree.
And I'm gonna go Duke, Kansas on this one.
Oh, I'm going Duke.
I'm going Jayhawks.
Oh, come on, Jared.
I don't want to Duke.
Heads or tails.
I'm one game away from playing the championship.
Heads or tails.
Is this guy flipping more than once?
Sorry, calling somebody. Tails. You can double check me. Duke runs in.
Come on. You got to pick Kansas. I'm sorry that your boy, your TikTok boy.
It's sad, man.
It is sad.
Carolina. I hate both of these teams.
I do too.
I think North Carolina takes it.
I'm going to go UNC as well.
All right. How many points?
146.
How many points? Oh, we're not. Are we actually going to do the points thing?
Yeah, we have to.
No, why not?
I never do it. How many total points will be scored in the championship game?
What if we perfectly guessed the bracket with the wrong amount of points? Is it over?
That's just...
No, that's for a tiebreaker if more of the people have the same bracket.
Okay. I don't know who would have created this bracket. But
I think it's going to be a low-scoring game.
I'm going to say 132.
That's a good one. That's like, you know,
I was going to say 137.
I like that. We want to be in the middle?
135?
Yeah. 135? Yeah, I like that. Sorry, you got over.
Do we enter ourselves in these?
Yeah, we have to, yeah. That's all you win? Hold on. All you win is a $5,000 gift card.
Dude, we get a lot of Coors Light.
Yeah, all right. I like that. I like this. This is a reasonable bracket.
Siri picked a lot of the games.
Siri, I'm not mad with Siri. A couple picks I'm mad about, but
if I win, they're sending everything to my house.
Don't worry.
Therefore, I get all the money.
I'll be right back here when we win.
If you can spell your address.
Sorry, I'm really hammered right now.
Three. I'm not gonna put his address out.
Whoa! Don't leak me, bro. Like, if I put in my address, it should just tell me where I live. 17.
I'll say that too loud. They can just look up the area code.
You can pick the right team, though, in this one.
If they can find my house for my area code, I'll give them whenever we win.
I like it. The low-down bracket.
They just come by and I'll leave it in the mailbox.
UNC is the winner of the low-down bracket.
Yes.
You can edit the name if you want to.
Where at? Right here?
Go down? Yeah, right there.
Yep. Low-down bracket.
Low-down bracket.
I like it. I think that's a reasonable bracket. Yeah, a couple iffies, but I'm not hating on it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Now watch this be the worst bracket known to man.
I want y'all to hear this.
What if all of our first rounder lose and it's over?
Yeah. That means that'd be awful. Everybody got upset.
I want y'all to listen to this though.
I wonder if I can take out one of these and put.
I want y'all to hear the past winners. VTech.
I can't take one of these out, can I? Mm-hmm.
So Reese, let's go. We'll go to.
I can't see y'all's until the game starts.
We'll start with 04, okay? Because I mean, it's still a lot of Arizona 1-1 and 97, but Kentucky 98. Honestly, we'll go from 97 up. 97 Arizona 1, 98 Kentucky, 99 UConn, Michigan State 1 in 2000, and it goes Duke, Maryland, Syracuse, UConn, North Carolina, Florida goes back to back. Kansas, UNC, Duke, UConn, Kentucky, Louisville's vacated. You got UConn, Duke, Villanova, North Carolina, Villanova, Virginia, Baylor, Kansas, UConn, a bunch of the same teams.
Blue Bloods.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the best way to put it.
But
Kentucky won one in that span, right?
Yeah, they won. And what I just said, they won two.
Oh, two, my bad.
But
what would Calipari, Calipari? Was it Rupp? Was it Coach Rupp?
I don't know. Yeah, Adolph Rupp.
Yeah.
Adolph Rupp. But like I said, I think the winner is going to be. That's another team that got screwed out. It was Villanova.
Well,
Villanova,
you know, the thing is, you can do like a statistic where like no first year head coach has ever won it. So you can go through all the first-year head coaches at their school in the tournament. So South Carolina is not eligible technically. We need to be in it, you know.
There's a lot of
teams that are not in the top, like, 25 in offense and defensive never won it, so those would be in at least top 25. Yeah. All types of things.
There's a lot of stats. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, a lot of those teams that we just picked in the Elite Eight were at least in those stats. So I think we had a good chance.
I think we did pretty good.
I think we did. What you know, you should have kept one open for the lowdown. So
well, I didn't know
even
we
though
doing
we
one.
Had all of ours individual brackets were losing, we could tell all the people that are in it would be like, well, ours combined four are doing better than yours.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did that random one of Utah State.
I'm still pissed that I still haven't gotten paid from last year.
God, you sorry, man.
You're outside the statute of limitations at this point. It's been 12 months.
I mean, I can just create another.
I'll tell you what, I'm not paying this year.
What if I just change this to what we did?
Can you edit it?
Well, yeah, we can. Do you want to do this after we're done?
Yeah, we can.
You can do this at free time. Yeah. Make sure you do it.
What if Marvin's a bust?
They're going to be, I mean, they're going to be bad regardless.
I mean, there's a Harrison in the Hall of Fame now. There could be another one.
That's very true.
Who is that?
His dad?
No, I'm thinking of a player this year that was like first round. Bijan.
Bust? I wouldn't
not
even...
a bust, but as bust as in fantasy.
Yeah.
So I think Maserati Mar is going to be that same way.
Different, though.
That you pick him first round of the fantasy draft and he's just a bust.
Do you think, speaking of fantasy, you think Eckler's going to have the same production numbers fantasy wise in Washington, or is it going to be worse? Because he had a pretty bad year this year.
Would you say the defense is better in the NFC East? Than...
No. I wouldn't.
I mean, the way the Eagles sold the last, what, 6-7 games, their defense was terrible.
I think the strongest
defense in the NFC East was probably the Cowboys, honestly.
You're not going to like it, but I think the NFC East are just fraudulent football teams. I'm dead-ass serious. They're a bunch of fraudulent football teams.
I mean, we're looking at two teams that are frauds and then two that just
I think
suck.
The NFC East towers over the AFC.
That's an AFC which?
What?
NFC over AFC.
You're wild. Oh, you're wild.
Who has more Super Bowls?
Okay, let's look at recent history.
Let's go by recency bias.
Why are we not going total? Why are we going recency? Are we going to our lifespan?
Yeah, we're not arguing.
No, they can't just ride Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady.
You were alive when Aikman was dishing The Rock.
How is that my fault, Matt? I can't just be a Cowboys fan from 01 to now.
As of right now, the AFC is better.
That's not how you determine success, is my lifespan.
Okay, well, we're determining success as of right now.
We're doing recency bias with Brady, so I'm doing it.
No, we're doing it total. We're not starting when we were born.
So the Yankees are just gods every year. And the Celtics are just gods
every year. I'm not saying every year.
And the Lakers are just gods every year because they have the most rings.
When did I say that the NFC was gods every year?
You said they tower.
I
so
said they
God
have.
Towers over
I have.
People.
They have more Super Bowls than the AFC.
I'm thinking of three strong teams in the NFC. Maybe yeah. Niners, Ravens. Who's after the Ravens?
You said Ravens. That's an AFC team.
My bad. Yeah, you're right.
Another.
That's another one. My bad. Yeah. So that's another AFC team right there. So that just cuts
it. The Ravens and Chiefs.
Huh?
The Ravens and Chiefs. That's it in the AFC.
Bills. I think the Bills are a pretty dang good team. I think
yeah,
the
until
NFC,
it comes to the last quarter of the game.
Sorry, my fault.
I saw you put the Ravens in the NFC. They run through it.
Yeah.
No problems. They did it this year.
Oh, he's got NFC Super Bowl.
No. Go to the Ravens. Go to the Ravens schedule.
They are tied. Wow. Since 1971, they're tied.
Go to the Ravens schedule.
There's 29-29. The Chiefs tied it up.
Go to the Ravens schedule.
Oh, this guy's got an argument.
Why are we going around the Ravens schedule?
Just go to the Ravens schedule real quick. I just want to prove a point. That we just dropped them in the NFC real quick. What would happen? Go to the schedule.
You want this last schedule or the new one?
Yeah, the one that is played, yes, that one.
And they're loading up, too. I'm just saying, the Ravens are loading up as well.
Except some cookies. All right, go to the beginning of the season. Week one, regular season. Guess who's an NFC team? The Texans. All right. Keep going.
I will say the Texans.
Another,
the Texans are in the AFC.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. I'm tripping.
The Texans are
AFC,
what?
AFC.
AFC.
So, hold on. There's
AFC,
another.
AFC.
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 NFC. One. NFC three. Dub. That's three NFC dubs, and they smoked them.
Seattle Seahawks. NFC. Dub.
smoked the Chargers. NFC smoked
There's
them.
There's four or five NFC teams.
They smoked...
So, hold on. Here's another... Like, Texans definitely are coming up on the come up.
Yeah.
I think the Jaguars aren't far behind. I think they make some moves. The Jaguars.
They need something to figure out a quarterback.
So, who is better this year? When it comes to, you think, head-to-head, AFC versus NFC teams, who do you think did better this year?
Well, I'm assuming the team who won the Super Bowl would be the top team,
okay,
right?
Okay, so the Chiefs.
Yeah, they won the Super Bowl.
You know, do you think the NFC East is, like, the hardest, like, division in football?
Maybe back in the day, sure.
Yeah,
now.
Maybe before we were even...
When was that my sales. Argument? I never said the NFC East was the best division in football.
You literally just said the NFC East has the most Super Bowls.
I said the NFC.
That one might be true. The NFC East definitely might have the most Super Bowls, because with the Cowboys, Commanders...
Giants and Eagles.
Yeah. Eagles only have two.
My thing is that the Cowboys are a fraudulent team. They've been for the last 4 years. Who else is fraudulent? The Eagles are fraudulent.
I don't know. I wouldn't say the Eagles. I mean, they won a Super Bowl and then they made it.
They didn't win a Super Bowl.
I guess the Patriots, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were about
the And then they made it yeah. 2 years ago, which I think that could have gone either way. I think there was a couple blown calls in that one. But last year, I think the Eagles were frauds. I'll say that. I think last year the Eagles were frauds. Yeah, that one's... I agree with you on that one. I agree with you on that one.
But they're a bunch of frauds now. Two frauds.
I'm not saying that the Cowboys are not frauds.
The Eagles are flirting with that line of being fraudulent.
I'm just
the
saying.
The Cowboys have set up damn home in fraudulency.
So out of the what? It was 29?
Their sales right next to Jordan Bird.
It was 29 NFC Super Bowls in the NFC.
The Commanders
13
sucked.
Of them came from the NFC East.
Yeah. Who's the fourth team? The Giants... Blow.
We're not talking about right now. I'm talking about right now. Total.
I mean, DeVito's
look at there.
Daddy DeVito.
You know what's crazy? Right after NFC, watch how it goes. AFC, AFC, AFC. It's wild.
We're the last team.
That's crazy. AFC.
Where are the Chargers at?
The AFC West is tied for the second. Oh,
they're not contributing, so it doesn't count.
I'll tell you, the Chargers don't got a bowl.
I'll tell you how many have the AFC East, though. I'll tell you who has the most in the AFC East.
Well, yeah, they have six. Or five. Five or six.
Yeah.
So they have six of their nine.
Brady has them all.
See? NFC East is balanced because the Cowboys have six or five out of 13. That is a balanced division. There's no carrying. There's no Patriots out here.
Really, it's 28-9-28. You can't really... count Tom Brady's with the Bucks because he had to go. He's really an AFC quarterback.
I like that argument.
So no, that's not how that works.
So
I like that.
Give that to the AFC.
He threw on the Bucks jersey, so therefore he's in the NFC.
You know who else he took with him to the Bucks? It was Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah, that's another
AFC tight end right there.
You know, we're gonna talk. We're gonna talk to somebody about that one. I don't know if that's.
Who are we talking
to? Taking up
the
committee.
Who are we talking to? The committee.
Objective, we're going to have phone a friend.
Great episode, boys. Great episode. I don't know. Are we opening the store back up or no?
Yeah, we will.
We're going to open the store back up.
Hats. I'll do it
tomorrow. Got some more hats. We got a couple different colors going on, black and white. We got some red and cream, navy and gray, all gray.
Like the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah. I did that for you, actually.
Thank you.
Spinning on it.
I'm doing tricks.
Is he doing tricks?
We're at a circus right
now.
We
got khaki and navy, and then...
We got a bunch of clowns walking around.
Let's see the other color. We got one more color. Gray, navy...
He's doing tricks on it.
Khaki, red and white. We got one more color. I can't think of the other color.
Was it the orange, the red, and...
Red and cream.
We got the red and cream?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. We got one more color. I don't remember the other color.
So how many
all gray with a white.
All gray with the white. And then what were the other three? Navy and khaki. White. Okay, black and white was the other one. Yeah.
I like the black and white.
Black and white is clean.
It's my favorite.
Black and white is definitely clean. I think this might be my favorite hat I own now. I will say that. Until that red and cream comes in. I'll be rocking that one. Lookout season coming up, boys. Opening day is about to come up as well.
Mm-hmm. Are we going to lookouts games?
Yeah. Oh, of course. I mean, it's Thirsty Thursday.
You got
to
get a dog.
You best believe I'm going
to... No dog, no
condiments
in there.
I'll tell you what. Them dogs are something different.
No condiments.
No.
Straight raw.
Not getting them back on that tandem right there.
I'm pretty sure you broke my bat.
I didn't break your bat, dude.
I'm
just getting falsely accused out here.
Anyways, name's Chase Roberts.
I'm Will Campbell.
Matthew Linden.
Jackson Stone.